You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is a very loose tradition on this program on the day after a presidential election to ask, now what? Now what happens with economic policy and jobs and wages and industries and companies and people and all of it? Can't do that today because, as you know, we've got a bunch of unknowns. So we are going to deal with the economic story right under our noses, which is, where is help coming from? With the virus still in charge and political Washington unwilling or maybe now unable to act. Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
Had there been a clear blue wave over the White House and Congress, economist Ian Shepherdson at Pantheon Macroeconomics expected lawmakers to spend $2 trillion to juice the economy. That's as much money as the CARES Act this spring, which sent checks to people out of work and families and small businesses. Now, he expects a far smaller turbo boost.
As we saw in the spring, the CARES Act put money into people's pockets extremely rapidly because of the one-time stimulus payments and because of the enhanced unemployment benefits, $600 a week to everybody.
He says congressional spending works much faster and in a more targeted way than stimulus from the Federal Reserve, which is meeting today and tomorrow. And the Fed's already been busy, having slashed short-term borrowing costs in March.
The question then becomes, what exactly can they do? They've already cut interest rates to zero.
Economist Matthew Lozetti at Deutsche Bank Securities says the Fed is also buying bonds to push down longer-term loan rates. Now he says it could pledge to buy more bonds every month, or it could signal it's willing to keep buying for a long time.
The intent would be to put more downward pressure on interest rates, hopefully ease mortgage rates as well, to provide as much stimulus as they can to the economy.
It's important how the Fed communicates this. Investment strategist Lizanne Saunders at Charles Schwab, a Marketplace underwriter, says this spring, the Fed's messaging settled nervous markets.
Simply the Fed saying, we've got the tools, we've got the ammunition, sort of the pulling out the bazooka, but not necessarily needing to use it. We saw the power of that. So my guess is they would try to sort of use their words, to put it very bluntly.
Still, Fed Chair Jerome Powell has said the Fed needs help from Congress. In a speech last month, he said too little stimulus would lead to a weak recovery. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
I am not the first one to say this by a very long shot, but elections have consequences. And oftentimes, those consequences are economic. So let's do a little what-ifing here, shall we? What would have happened if the polls had been right and there was a Democratic sweep? And what's likely to happen in this economy the next few years if current trends hold? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
So a Democratic sweep of the House, the Senate, and the White House would likely mean more and larger coronavirus relief packages. That would drive economic growth, even factoring in proposed higher taxes on corporations and high income earners. Seth Carpenter is chief U.S. economist with UBS.
The Democratic sweep scenario and our modeling of it would result in about 3.25 percentage points faster GDP growth in 2021 than either of the split government scenarios.
More GDP growth, more jobs. Specifically, UBS predicts the unemployment rate 2 years from now under a unified Democratic government would be at 3.7%. Under a divided government scenario, it would be 5.8%. The divided government scenarios, also known as gridlock, slow down recovery. Keith Wade is chief economist at Schroders, an international asset manager.
Whoever wins the presidency is going to be facing a split Congress, which will limit their room for maneuver.
Wade says a split Congress under Biden would probably pass more stimulus than one under Trump, adding 2 to 3 tenths of a percent more in terms of GDP growth. Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
If it's a Biden presidency with a split Congress, I would expect the economy to get back to full employment about 3 years from now.
A second-term Trump presidency with a split Congress, Zandi argues, would take several months longer to get the economy back to full employment.
Only because he's going to continue to pursue his trade war and restrictive immigration policies, which are very negative for the economy.
Whichever version of split government we might get, and whichever one would perform better, both scenarios involve more partisan bickering and economic muddling along. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.